This podcast episode has a CC by SA 4.0 license. This license requires that reusers give credit to the creator. It allows reusers to distribute, remix, adapt, and build upon the material in any medium or format, even for commercial purposes. If others remix, adapt, or build upon the material, they must license the modified material under identical terms. Thank you. Hello, this is the CoLab podcast. I am Charlie Wilson. I am working as the communications officer for the International Permaculture CoLab. And I have a very special guest with me today. Would you like to briefly introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Katrine Dolores, or Kat is easier to say. I'm also a permaculture activist and diploma mentor, and I wear some different hats. And I'm based in Denmark, and where I live on this small island called Oro, and have my own little permaculture place here.
Amazing, yes. And you previously told me a little bit about the space you are living on and the land and all the work you've done. It sounds amazing. Maybe you could tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, it's actually just a small plot, like a normal 1,000 square meters. So I don't grow it very intensely, but I do have a lot of self-sufficiency from the garden. I usually say about 50%. So I have some chickens and forest garden, no dig beds, that kind of thing, and a couple of cats. And I also do a lot in organic building, and I've done my very old house up with clay plastered walls and timber from the forest, look here on all boot and that kind of thing. So
yeah, great. So you did a lot yourself.
Yeah, I like that.
Great. And you mentioned the no dig beds. So yeah, could you tell me what does this mean practically?
Well, yeah, it's basically about not digging or not turning the soil over, but instead adding layers on top of the soil. And we do that to preserve soil life and enrich it. So a natural ecosystem will normally feed itself from above, like leaves falling and that kind of thing. And so this is what we're trying to mimic, you can say. And when you are doing no-dig garden, that means you can, if you start from a lawn or something, you can cover it up with compost, maybe add a barrier for the weeds, like cardboard or newspaper or something. Mind the PFAS and the and the print and so on. But and then adding compost or something on top and then planting into that. So it's a very weed-free way to do it, and it preserves the soil and you're free from digging.
Wow, that's great. So it's so much less effort and so much more efficient, and
the effort,
preserving the richness, sounds very
practical. The effort goes into finding the right materials to put on top of the soil, really. That's, and then maybe preparing the plants in advance, that's an advantage.
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Great. And I wonder if you can tell me, how do you work towards being more self-sufficient in the way you live?
I planted a forest garden, and it did take some weeding and something in the beginning, but now it's mostly pruning and harvesting. So it's creating more and more abundance just all by itself, really. Then I have chickens, so I have eggs, and that means a good protein source. And And I have all the fruit and greens and potatoes and that kind of thing that I need. So that's quite easy. You can have a pretty nice diet from that. But I don't aim for 100% self-sufficiency, just 50%, because they do a lot of other stuff as well. So,
Yes,
yeah.
sure. Oh, that's great. And how is the place you live for growing? It's good soil.
Yeah, it's kind of a silty loam. So